Newton, former Panthers player, is known for saying some very controversial things. And also, some people don't care for the way that he dresses, but that's a different story. But Cam Newton back at it again, saying that women's value decreases with every child she has.
Winning fans everywhere.
Mm-hmm. This is my question. Do you feel like women's value gets lowered when they have multiple children by multiple men?
I just think that the reality of that answer is women's value get lower the more children that they have. Mm.
So he don't care if it's with multiple men. Yep. Just the more children they have.
Uh-huh. Well, I can see that. It's not necessarily a bad thing.
Explain.
Okay, go ahead.
Explain how losing value is a good thing.
Well, I think you lose value to certain people, meaning that if you're going, let's say you come from, you get divorced, mm-hmm. and that she gets divorced.
Mm-hmm.
The value of, a lot of times, it's too much baggage sometimes for other guys that want to go date you, because seven kids, a lot of guys aren't going to want to deal with that. So if you're in a family, no, but a lot of guys after the dating world, I mean, dating somebody with seven kids by multiple guys, that loses value to him.
I can't. I mean, I agree with that, and I think it happens to guys too. Like, it's less for guys,
yes.
for sure.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you're in a if you're married and you have four or five kids, I think it's
yes.
great. I think it's a beautiful, wonderful thing. I think if you're single, you everything about you is judged for value, whether
yes.
your height, your weight, your look, if you have hair or not. As for a guy, if you have like three or four kids as a man or a woman, there's going to be a lot of people say no thanks.
Yeah, but I don't think that I'm hearing it as value. Of being a human being, of being your worthiness, your value. So maybe that's where I'm hung up, because I think, well,
if
first of all,
as a person, that's not.
And we don't know what he meant.
Well, let's let him continue.
Break that down.
Because, and I was having this conversation, you know, with one of the mother of my children, and she's still fine.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying?
Well, she's still fine.
So he's talking
okay.
about her looks only.
Her looks only.
He's
yeah.
talking about looks.
Yeah.
And,
mm-hmm.
But like I was telling her, I was like, yo, the guy that you're dating or will date, if he ain't willing to love on these five children that you have, that ain't the guy for you. Because when I came into your life, I was willing to accept you and whatever you had.
Mm.
And
she's like,
oh yeah.
There's guys that's out there that's just going to say, them ain't my kids. I want you. Well, that ain't how it worked. But that's not to say that she can't find nobody.
Right.
I'm pretty sure she has somebody.
Right. But
oh, he knows.
He just got personal. He just got real personal.
He said, because he already said the guy you're with. I mean, the guy you might be with.
Right. Yeah. I'm pretty sure she has somebody.
That's been married. Or has kids with somebody, you do keep track because you have to, but you know if they're dating somebody.
Sure.
You're not dumb.
And he does seem to be going down the road that I just made a point of.
He does. He did. First of all, I was going to say, he does focus on
the looks,
but then does say about the children that you know.
Well, he said that she was fine.
Yeah, meaning, but that was meaning looks. That was meaning
yeah.
looks.
Yeah.
I think the devalue is the kids, but go ahead.
It's as the best that she could possibly do if she didn't have children.
Well, you're talking to a dude that was once in her life. I don't feel like she's going to get better than me. That's just my confidence.
I don't even think it's true, confidence. Though. I have said, and I might get eaten alive, I don't think most women do better than the father of their children.
Ooh,
and
I like
really
this
don't
girl.
Think that.
Like that's not true.
That's the barometer.
I've definitely seen that's definitely not true. There's some people that had kids with guys that they had no, they'll say,
yeah,
no
some.
Business. Not because they're not together and they're salty about it. They're like, ugh.
Yeah, I don't think that's a blanket statement. With Cam Newton, the one thing that we do have to say is that he has, let me see, 9 children with 3 different women.
Well, I think,
and I don't think this is a way that you want your children hearing you talk about the mothers.
Well, I would say you can make the same point. That Cam Newton, or, well, not him because he's rich, but a regular guy, like Jared said, if they had 9 kids, I think he's devalued women.
Yeah, but I took value as your worthiness.
Yeah,
maybe that's my, so when I heard
that's a bad word
yeah,
to say.
I think it's a bad choice of word, like
I
your
agree.
Value. Now, would I sign up to date and marry a guy that has 9 kids? Probably not.
No. Or and maybe even any
maybe,
kids.
Yeah, any. Right.
It just depends on the situation. Yeah.
Yeah, depending on where I am in life or, you know, whatever. Right. But the value, I think that was a poor choice of words.
Yeah. And I guess the woman kind of led with that.
Yeah.
She's led with the thing. He does say a lot of things in about relationships that are kind of like, whew.
Mm-hmm. I think he's misunderstood sometimes.
Maybe. I don't know. A couple of the other things that he has said in the past, I'm like, okay.
Well, and
like,
to be
let's take a look at your big picture.
Right, right. And because people are imperfect doesn't mean they can't still have strong opinions. But
sure.
Sometimes it's that Jason Goodman disease where he says something that really opens them up for attack. You're like, why would you say that?
Well, that's like me saying, like,
Matt's bald. Like me saying that, like, why would I say that?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because I know I'm going to get it right back. You know what I mean?
And also, you are entitled to those strong opinions, but people are entitled to have their reaction.
Exactly.
And so you have to expect it, and you have to accept it because you've also gotten your point out there.
Mm-hmm. And Katie, when you get divorced, if you got divorced, because like you just said,
don't project onto me.
That's not what I meant. Okay. I meant if you get divorced, because you just said something.
Yeah.
You said you wouldn't date a guy with 9 kids.
I don't think at this juncture in my life that I'm like, let me sign up for 9 more.
But let me tell you, and then you said, it would be no kids. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
If you're older and divorced, I think 99% of everybody already has kids.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
So you're dealing with other kids.
I was just saying where I was, because I dated a guy who had kids, and at the time I thought,
Did you really?
No problem. Yeah, a long time ago. But I said, you know, thinking, oh, no big deal.
Did he introduce you to the kids?
No.
So it wasn't long.
No, it wasn't long. But at the time, because I was naive and had no clue what it was like to be married or have children, right? I thought, well, this will be easy. I would have been the most jealous human being on the face of the planet. Mm.
Why?
It takes a special person.
What do you mean jealous?
Because that woman is always, as it should be,
in their
that
life.
Woman is always in the children's lives. You're always going to be dealing with or having another woman in your marriage because she's the mother of their children.
Well, there's a solution to that. You compete to be a better mom than the original mom.
Absolutely not.
Then you make them,
I'm not signing up for any of that
you make
in my
them
life.
Like, love you more.
That's healthy.
Absolutely not.
I mean, when I met Kelly,
mother.
Kelly had not been married. Kelly didn't have kids. And I had been married and had 2 kids. And I think she thought, you know, but because, it was other issues. But
you,
it's
can't,
like,
know. You can't know until you know.
No one can know.
I have a
Carol had a kid when you
all met. That's true. I have a friend, I'm not going to say the name, who is dating a girl, and he had kids. Well, he had a kid, and she got mad constantly because she felt that he was paying more attention to this kid than her, and she went berserk one time when he said, I'm going to do a father-son trip, you know, with my son, we're going to go, whatever, it's fishing or whatever. She went berserk because it didn't include her on the trip.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not, I don't think
that's
right.
That's a major, the biggest red flag you could possibly see.
I don't.
And she can't help, she feels that way, but that's a very big red flag.
And I think father-son trips can happen when you're married. You know what I'm saying? Or mother-daughter or mother, whatever. You know, I don't know why they say father-son, mother-daughter type
at
thing.
At any age.
Yeah, but that's a very common thing to bond with maybe one child. And you have a girlfriend that, you know, didn't have your child. I think a girl has to automatically, going into a relationship, if there is a kid, understanding that the bond between his father or son or mother and daughter or mother and son, whatever, is going to be extremely strong, and you're going to have to deal with it.
I think that's totally the ideal. Again, you can't know
just like
how you're going to feel until you're in it.
Just like you don't know, even getting married, just being married, you don't know all the ins and outs of how it's going to be. But you add anything else, it gets way more complicated.
Yeah, usually, if it's let's say you're on a dating app and you go out with a girl and they got divorced. 99% of the time, the girl's going to be like, he was a horrible husband.
Oh,
he did this and this and this. And then it's the same thing with the other way. And you're not really
getting
the
story.
It's two sides. And this, you know, it's never all one person.
Right.
And can I clarify something from earlier just real quick? I do agree with Cam Newton that my exes can't do better than me. But anyway, but not anybody else. I don't want to say blank for everybody. They peaked years ago.
Yeah, and when I hear Cam say that, I'm like, you arrogant son of a...
He's probably right, though.